The word today is choose. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. The most important decision in life is where we will spend eternity. There are only two choices, heaven or hell. We must make this decision before we die, because after death it is too late. The best advice is to make the decision now. Here to help us consider this choice is Pastor Paul Schrader. On The Word Today, choose.
I think it is important for us to realize that while we are still living here on this earth, we have an opportunity to follow Christ and to believe in Him and serve Him. You know, there are really only basically two decisions in the entire world. Either we decide to go with God and His Son Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, or we decide to serve Satan, because if we deny Christ and do not follow Him, the only other alternative is to follow Satan and through him to be in our continued sins so that we will never be saved and have eternal damnation. Those are the only two choices. There is no third alternative, or there is not a half dozen other choices. It's either to live with Christ and live with him eternally in heaven, or to live with Satan here on earth and follow him into hell, where we will live in damnation eternally. Now, thinking of that choice, actually, I suppose as long as we're living, we have an opportunity to make that choice yet. But when you're talking about conversion, you have to realize that it's supernatural. It is a miracle of God. You cannot sit in a chair and think long and hard and then finally make a decision. It's not a human decision. It is a decision, well, actually, it's a decision that the human being is able to make only by the power and influence of God's Holy Spirit. That's why when we talk about conversion, we call it a second birth. We call it a supernatural, a miracle. The second birth implies that it is so traumatic, it is so life-changing, that it's not merely a little decision. It is a life-changing, totally involved result of God's Holy Spirit having converted us, having us brought into a new sphere, the sphere of faith, or the sphere or the life-giving power of God's Holy Spirit to give us faith, to believe in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. You know, the children of Israel, if you know your Old Testament and you know about the accounts in the Old Testament, as you're reading through the book of Exodus in the Old Testament, in Exodus, the 32nd chapter, well, let's see, you could go to verse 25 or 26, somewhere in there. You could read through that whole 32nd chapter and you'll realize that Moses had gone up Mount Sinai and he was confronting God and receiving the Ten Commandments. Now, during that time, the people were under the control of Aaron. At least they were supposed to be under the control of Aaron. But Aaron really, really let loose and let the people go, and they rebelled. And they began to say, well, we don't know if Moses is coming back, and what should we do? And they actually fell away from God, and Aaron, instead of reining them in and keeping them committed to the Lord, let them get all fouled up, and they decided, and Aaron authorized it. He said, okay, bring all the jewelry that you're wearing, everything that you have on that you took from the Egyptians when we left Egypt, bring that and we'll throw it into a pile. And they made a golden calf, and they began to worship it, and they began to sing and praise the Egyptian gods. And did this ever infuriate Moses when he came down from Mount Sinai and he saw this and he heard this. He was so disgusted, he slammed the tablets of the law down and they shattered and broke. And he rebuffed Aaron and said, "What have you done? You've let these people fall into sin here, and they've made the golden calf and begun to worship it." Now, if you're in the 32nd chapter of Exodus, take a look at verse 26. Moses was so disgusted that it says, and I'm going to read to you here from the New International Version. No, as a matter of fact, I'm using a New English Version today. I almost forgot about that. I'm using a version now that's very recent. And it says, "Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, 'Who is on the Lord's side? Come to me.'" In other words, he's saying, "Make a decision and make it now. I'm not going to call you and say in the next 3 days, make up your mind who whether you're going to stand with God or not." He's saying, "I'm not going to give you the weekend. I'm not going to even give you 24 hours. I'm saying to you right now, choose right now who is going to stand with the Lord. And if you are going to, come over here." He stood in the gate of the city, by the way, the entranceway to the city, to make this announcement. And boy, he was mad, and he was firm in his decision. And he said, "I'm asking you to choose right now. If you are going to be with the Lord, then come over here, join me as I stand here, and indicate that you are going to stand with God, with the Lord." You know, I believe we need to have moments like that in our lives. I believe we need to realize, don't play the foolish game as though you can take a long while during your youth, perhaps, saying, "Well, I just want to get all these sins out of my life for now, and I'm going to rebel for a while. Then later, maybe I'll come back to the Lord as I get older." Well, how do you know you're going to get older? You've heard of babies dying, haven't you? You've heard of teenagers being killed in car accidents and so on, haven't you? You know that you can have a heart attack at any age. You realize that you can drop dead today. What makes you think you're going to have a lot of time to make such a decision? I like exactly the way Moses went about it and said, "Choose right now. This is it, right now. Which side are you on?" I would like to challenge you, as you're listening to this program, to realize that this may be God's call upon you. This very moment may be your last opportunity. You may never hear the gospel again. You may never hear this invitation again. Don't assume you're going to live till you're 30, 40, 50, 80, whatever. Don't assume that. Right now is the time to make a decision to serve your God. Just pretend in your mind that Moses is challenging you and saying, "Okay, this is it. Today, make your decision." In fact, you may not even have the rest of this day. Quite frankly, none of us knows how long we're going to be living. It's in God's hands, and God is asking us now to choose for Him, to be on His side, to serve Him. I tell you, if you read a little further on here and into chapter 33 and so on of the book of Exodus, you realize that the other people that were there, they didn't have another day or another week. In fact, they were slaughtered. 3,000 people were killed that day of those that had chosen not to follow the Lord, but to stay with the worship of the Egyptian gods. What a disaster, and they met their eternal damnation. You know, I just want to impress upon you that God is gracious, God is good, God is loving, but you cannot play games with God. Don't think you can fool God. Don't think you can act, "Well, I'll just repent someday." Oh no, you may not have that day. This is the day to choose to follow the Lord. This is the day to take a stand. Be serious about it and ask in your heart, "Oh Lord, give me the strength. Send your Holy Spirit upon me to guide me and direct me. Let me stand with those who serve the Lord. Let me worship Him and praise Him. Let me call Him my personal Savior. Let me believe that my sins have all been washed away and that through His suffering and death, I now am His child and I am an heir. H-E-I-R, I inherit. I am an heir of eternal life. And after this life is over, I will live with Him eternally in heaven. God has a fantastic gift for us in heaven. He is preparing it now, and we are going to live with Him without any tears. There won't be any suffering. There won't be any death. There won't be any type of evil. There will be no disease. Just think of that. No infirmities. None of the effects of sin, because sin won't be there. Satan will be barred and locked out. He will be confined to hell, along with all the unbelievers that follow him. And we will have eternal life, peace, joy. Just think of being the happiest you've ever been and multiply that by 1,000 times and you become close to what every second is in eternity with God in heaven. There is no doubt, no fear, no weariness, no sorrow, no death, no pain. Just think of that. That's the gift that God is giving to all those who believe in His Son, Jesus Christ, who offers us His own body and blood for the assurance that our sins have been taken away through His death on Calvary's cross. That's the decision, that's the choice, and it's a spiritual choice. It can only be made by those who've been converted through the power of God. That also is a gift of God, the Holy Spirit, to enable us to believe that Jesus Christ is our personal Savior. That gift of faith, that transformation, that conversion, that miracle of the new birth is a gift of God to all who believe in Him. And He enables us to believe by giving us the power of faith. What a marvelous gift as we hear God's word proclaimed and taught, as we read His word, that the Holy Spirit works in our hearts and converts us. Choose today. Don't think you have another week or another year or another 10 years. You may not have. This might be the last time you'll ever hear. Choose that Jesus Christ is your Savior.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.